This is Morning Edition on WYLL. I'm Jim Meadows. Exelon, the big Chicago-based energy company, has a reputation for influence in Springfield. But this spring, the company conceded that a bill it was pushing to help its nuclear power plants in Illinois was going nowhere. Exelon still has hopes for the legislation once lawmakers are done dealing with the state budget. And whether or not it passes could have an impact on the price of electricity in Illinois and the fate of three nuclear plants that Exelon says are losing money.
We live in a state of extremes, from brutal summer days to wicked winters.
Exelon luckily, ran this TV spot in the spring to promote the bill, which would create a revenue stream for low-carbon energy producers, nuclear power producers in particular.
Now some of these plants may shut down because of outdated energy policies, costing up to 8,000 Illinois jobs, $1.8 billion in lost economic activity every year.
The new revenue would come ultimately from electric ratepayers in Illinois. They would be charged for new low-carbon energy credits to be bought by the state's two big utilities, ComEd, which is owned by Exelon, and Ameren. The credits would represent the level of low-carbon electricity that utilities should ideally be using to meet clean air standards, according to a low-carbon portfolio standard, which is also the name of the legislation. That low-carbon energy would be mostly nuclear. And Exelon says the money, limited by a cap to protect ratepayers, would help its Clinton, Byron, and Quad Cities nuclear plants, the ones that the company says are unprofitable.
These plants are some of our best-run and most efficient plants, and we've engaged in serious cost-cutting measures. But they still are losing money, and that's why those units in particular have been affected most profoundly by these problems.
That's Exelon Vice President for Government Affairs David Fine, who says at a time of lower demand and cheap natural gas that the Clinton, Byron, and Quad Cities nuclear plants have special difficulties because they're located at spots on the electric distribution grid that make it hard for them to send power to high-demand areas. Instead, that power goes to nearby states where regulations keep the price for electricity lower and profits for the plants lower as well. Now, this is a point where many people would like to look at Exelon's finances to see exactly how much money these plants are losing, to which Exelon's David Fine says,
"We're a public company in a highly competitive industry. We can't just open our books, as many have called for."
Fine says Exelon has shared confidential financial information with the governor and state legislative leaders, but its unwillingness to provide more financial details to anyone else has sparked skepticism about the low-carbon portfolio standard bill, especially since Exelon's fleet of nuclear plants in Illinois are profitable as a whole. Another problem for Exelon, convincing everyone that the closing of one or more nuclear power plants in the state would indeed be a serious blow to Illinois electric customers. This is one of the questions the state legislature told several state agencies to study last year when Exelon first mentioned that some of their nuclear plants might close. The so-called 1146 report, named for the legislation that ordered its creation, looked at the potential impact of a nuclear plant closure. That report's conclusions are clear to supporters of the low-carbon portfolio standard bill, like its Illinois House sponsor, Democrat Larry Walsh of Joliet.
It found that the energy prices could increase by $500 million statewide each and every year.
Walsh is referring to a worst-case scenario outlined in the 1146 report in which Exelon closes all three of its troubled nuclear plants. Other scenarios see electricity rates increase by lesser amounts or hardly at all. That range of options leads some to question the validity of the worst-case scenario.
I have read the report in detail, and what was most interesting about that report is they were unable to substantiate that the impact would be devastating to our power grid. In fact, Illinois is still a significant net exporter of power.
That's Dick Lundy with the BEST Coalition, a group formed specifically to oppose the bill that Exelon is supporting. A partial list of members on their website shows some small businesses, plus groups representing wastewater agencies, rehabilitation facilities, and industrial electricity users. Another view of the matter comes from University of Illinois engineering professor George Gross, who focuses on energy and power systems. He believes the future belongs to renewable energy, But until improvements in battery technology make wind and solar energy more reliable, he says Illinois needs its nuclear power plants. If they lose some of them, Gross says Illinois will be even more dependent on natural gas, which he says won't be cheap forever, and on coal-fired plants at a time when their high carbon emissions are being challenged.
Given the EPA plan in terms of cleaning up the air from coal plants, the idea of at the same time simultaneously shutting down any of the nuclear plants plays, I think, with the security of supply, and we have to think twice about shutting down any of the plants.
4 months after its introduction, Exelon now says the bill to help its Illinois nuclear plants is not likely to pass at this time. In a statement, the company says they're now looking ahead to an upcoming market capacity auction by PJM, which operates the regional power grid covering 5 of its 6 Illinois plants. The auction will set prices for electricity offered during peak usage times, and it could provide extra revenue for Exelon, as a recent auction by another grid operator, MISO, did for the Clinton plant.
Also in September, we have an obligation to inform PJM, which is the organization that administers those auctions, if any of our plants will not be participating in future auctions. We've got a similar decision point in December for the Clinton plant, which is in MISO.
Those words, with their indirect reference to possible nuclear plant closures, come from a company statement read by Exelon spokesman Paul Ellsberg. Meanwhile, Dave Lundy of the BEST Coalition thinks the market capacity auction could provide so much revenue for Exelon that their legislation could become irrelevant. And he says that's why it hasn't gone anywhere in Springfield.
No, lawmakers have recognized that this power auction could effectively solve Exelon's problem without them needing to vote on it. So essentially, this legislation was premature.
Exelon argues that the power auction money is unlikely to be enough. But another hot Illinois summer will have passed before we find out the answer and find out the possible fate of the nuclear plants at Clinton, Byron, and the Quad Cities. This is Morning Edition on WILL. I'm Jim Meadows.